The national movement for racial justice following George Floyd's killing has found a stage in Sonoma County. Libby is a local activist working with grassroots group Love and Light. Libby, who is biracial, queer, trans, and gender nonconforming, asked us to not use their full name. Camille Escovedo spoke with them in June about what an alternative to policing could look like. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
What does defunding the police mean to you?
The main thing of defunding the police is taking funds that they don't need and putting that into actual programs like education, putting that into housing, putting that into healthcare. Personally, I think we have to completely disband the police and go for a whole new revamped community care, community-based system that doesn't involve any kind of policing. It involves us looking after each other.
When you say disband the police, what are your thoughts on abolition?
Absolutely. The cops at their inception were incredibly racist and were designed not to protect people. They were designed to actually subjugate people and put them back into confinement. I know a lot of people are talking about like, oh, what does that mean for more violent crimes? Okay, well, I do believe we need people to subdue people that are actually enacting violence upon people, but they don't need riot gear. They don't need lethal weapons. They need to know how to de-escalate a situation.
And what about the police reforms aren't cutting it?
I see it as they're just treating a symptom versus actually addressing the problem, which is the police itself and the systematic racism that exists within the fabric of the American system itself. Like banning chokeholds and banning certain procedures doesn't stop cops from doing that. They can turn off their body cams. They can cover their badges. Even if you put in reform, they're still a gang.
What can you tell me about the strategy of holding Sonoma County to account for police practices? Like strategically, are you focusing more on city councils?
For what I'm currently have the scope of right now, I know that I can affect more change within Santa Rosa itself. So I know personally I have more efforts into getting Santa Rosa up and running for the people in general, and hopefully eventually getting to the rest of Sonoma County as a result of the momentum that we have. And it feels like we have momentum. But yeah, strategically addressing all the problems in Santa Rosa, hitting up the mayor, hitting up Chief Navarro, getting both of them to resign ideally, or at least be more open to, I mean, at the beginning, get them more open to understanding why we're annoyed with their, frankly, very weak attempts at placating the public, holding them accountable for policies that they have enforced.
And how do you see the national movement right now to end police brutality and divest from the police and allocating funding into community resources as relevant in Sonoma County?
I think Sonoma County has a lot to learn from the other movements. There's like this place tries to mask itself as progressive when it really has a lot more problems than it realizes. I don't think we can push for incrementalism. Police reforms aren't enough. And I think that's something we absolutely have to take into account that's what Minneapolis is doing. They're trying to disband their police department. Like, that's revolutionary. None of us, we don't need police. We need each other. We flip over the socially isolated model that we've been living with and then, you know, go out and meet our neighbors, take care of each other.
For more information about the origins of policing and the abolitionist movement, you can visit norcalpublicmedia.org. If you have another point of view, we want to hear that too. Write to us at news@norcalpublicmedia.org.